1821, a Pensacola sampler, is a project that seeks to identify every person that lived in the community 200 years ago, when Florida became a U.S. territory and Escambia County became one of its two original counties. Organizers of the bicentennial celebration are now calling for present-day residents to take part in the online mosaic phase of the project.
Celestino Gonzalez,
Adele Noriega,
Siriaco Lopez,
Josefa Falcón de la Rúa.
This is a montage of some of the nearly 2,300 people from 1821 that the West Florida Genealogical Society thus far has been able to identify. As part of the bicentennial celebration, this extensive information gathered about these individuals is being utilized to connect the people of Escambia County then and now.
Because we do see this as a people-to-people project.
Margot Stringfield is co-chair of the 200th Anniversary Commission.
And so, to that end, there's going to be a mosaic of faces.
Siriaco, Desiderio, Josefa, Falcón de la Rúa,
Feliciano Belonguez,
John Inerari,
Salvador.
And the mosaic of faces is something we're hoping everyone really joins in to help represent and honor the people from 1821.
That's where members of our modern-day community come in. To join what's being referred to as the Faces of Escambia County 1821 and 2021, Stringfield says it takes just a little bit of action by filling out a brief form on the 1821 A Pensacola Sampler webpage.
Get your phone out and have someone take your picture, and you will upload it onto the form. It's very simple to do. And the mosaic will then, when it's completed, be everyone's face that sends in, smiling for our community, supporting our community.
So when you load the website, you'll see this mosaic, this grid of tiles with a face on every tile.
Joe Benson is web designer for the online project.
And clicking the tile, you'll see the person's name that you're representing. You'll see a little short bio about that person, and then you'll have the opportunity to click into a page with even more information. And that's a page that you can then share with your friends and say, look, here's who I'm representing.
The site also will provide different data breakdowns and a listing of the resources used to compile the information. Benson credits Aaron Renfro and Virginia Shelby, who led the research effort, adding that for him, this personal project is a labor of love.
I've been a local history connoisseur since I was working at Appleyard Agency and, of course, caught the history bug from John Appleyard. That inspired me to start the website Pensapedia, and I have just really loved learning more and more about local history. And so it was a real thrill to be invited to join this project and to help make a website for all this great research that the West Florida Genealogical Society has created.
Benson says their goal was to have the web-based interactive mosaic ready for release at least a month ahead of the date of the 200th anniversary on July 17th. He says it could be ready within a couple of weeks, but that doesn't mean the project will be finished.
And of course, when it is launched, we're only going to have a fraction of those individuals, you know, claimed. There'll still be plenty of people who have not been represented. And so we want, not just before the actual anniversary, but all year, if needed, for people to sign up and represent all those individuals.
And to be truly representative of all the 1821 residents, including unnamed enslaved people, it will be important to have diversity in the present-day participation. Again, 200th Anniversary Commission co-chair Margot Stringfield.
Because what we would have representing people of color with no name is a silhouette. And so you would press the silhouette and it would turn and you would have some information. But what we're hoping is that we have people of color who will send their pictures in and honor the people that had no name and had no voice in 1821.
The total number of unnamed individuals accounts for a little less than half the nearly 2,300 identified, and it's these kinds of people that Benson and researcher Aaron Renfro say they would like to represent.
I think actually what I will end up doing is I'll volunteer for some of the unnamed people.
I'm delighted with how many we found and how much I personally have learned about the history of Pensacola at this time. I am going to ask for a random assignment because anyone on that list I would be happy to represent.
Stringfield has chosen to honor Judith Byrd, whose son Charles or Carlos Evans served three non-consecutive terms as mayor of Pensacola, beginning in 1834.
From the onset, when we began planning for this event, it was all about people. And it was all about sharing our rich and diverse heritage with everyone.
And Stringfield believes that having people participate is a way to bring us all together in something that really celebrates who we are.
And in joining the Mosaic product and being part of that, you're standing next to your neighbor and you're standing next to your friend, just as they were all standing together in 1821.
To secure your spot in Faces of Escambia County 1821 and 2021, find links in this story at our website, wuwf.org. Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.